take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to your morning pep talk on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Feel free to weigh in with myself, Jenna Barr, and Mr. Malcolm Ballinger, 437-1620. Text or call us. You were just talking about what you were up to this weekend.
Yes. Saturday night, we went to the symphony.
And how was it? Always amazing.
It was wonderful. They clearly were well rested and had put in a great performance.
Great.
Because it's been now, what has it been, a year since they performed?
Oh,
no, it's not a year.
Word.
Yeah, it's probably close to.
It's been pretty much a year.
It was just good to get out and see a live show. And yes, the theater was about less than a third full because of social distancing. Mm-hmm. But it was just good to be out and be around people. And
you start to feel normal again.
Yes. The first small step back. But it was a great performance, a wonderful violinist. And, it was all very socially distanced. Mm-hmm. And everybody kept a mask on. And
yeah.
There was really no interval
right.
to socialize.
Well, even nowadays, when you dress up to go to the symphony, they have fancy masks. They have anything. I mean, pretty much. They have those fans that you put on your face. It looks like a welding mask. I don't know what you call it. Somebody can give me the technical name for that, 437-1620. I'm pretty sure it's not a welding mask. But, it feels good to get out and try to just be around people a little bit while social distancing. For me, going to the grocery store, whether you have to wear a mask or not, as a mom, I felt like, oh, man, I just went out to the grocery store. I feel so good.
While we talk about grocery store, I did, as I said during the break, go to a local grocery store on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked how many people were not wearing masks.
Yeah, I'm shocked that you said that because I feel like it's very rare that I see somebody without a mask on these days. Even when we're outside, I see people walking around with masks on with their families.
There was two ladies. I went down an aisle and neither had a mask on. So rather than go past them, I turned around and went the other way.
Yeah.
Really, I just wanted to, hopefully they picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I've had COVID and I've had my two shots, so I'm sort of triple bulletproof, I hope, anyway.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
But, less than, 10% of the people have been vaccinated, so there's 90% out there that are very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these people are thinking, but
right. Well, I wonder too, actually, I was wondering this morning while I was driving to work, just thinking about my day and how thankful I was that my kids could go to school and that school is still in session. I'm so thankful for teachers. Let me just tell you, they should be paid $1 million a day. But I was wondering when their turn is going to be next. Is that just talking to my friends who are teachers, my kids' teachers, they're kind of wondering when their turn is going to be next. I think everybody's just waiting to kind of normalize life completely, which as far as I know and can tell, which is my own opinion, it won't be back to the way it used to be pre-COVID for a while.
I think it may be several years before we stop wearing masks.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I think it's unrealistic to expect that COVID will
dissipate.
Excuse me. Yes, dissipate, be it through vaccination or whatever.
Right.
There's going to be strains that at some point that the vaccine probably doesn't.
Right, I teased you last week that, you know, England was going to come get us.
Well, we've been waiting almost 250 years to get our revenge.
So. I'm going to keep it together. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So
that's
so we took a virus and we modified it and sent it over.
You finally thought of something.
Yes.
No, but you're right. I mean, just knowing, so one of my family members who was staying with us and goes off and on staying at our home has a visiting nurse service, I don't know, in-home care person that comes every few times a week. And they come and they wear a mask, but it's so funny. Before they come, I disinfect everything. I make sure I don't get close to them. Mm. I set up a little area that they can go to away from the rest of my family because they're going in and out of people's homes too. You know what I mean? Mm. And even if, honestly, COVID wasn't a thing, I would be like this anyways because of the flu.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there that thinks COVID is no big deal, I can tell you that even those that sort of breeze through it, as I did, fairly well, mm-hmm. except for joint pain.
Ooh.
And the joint pain still comes back even now, and it's I had COVID back in July, so that's what, 6 months, seven months.
Wow.
The joint pain still comes back, and I was doing some reading. Apparently, it can go on for a long time, off and on. This COVID thing it's insidious in so many ways.
Right, and we just keep seeing various strands, different cases, the way it affects different people. Mm. You know, I for one, like I said, I disinfected everything before the caregiver came in. And then when she left, I did it again. You know, I am generally a person that doesn't allow shoes in my home. We have to take it off at the door. Things like that. I'm a little bit old school. Well,
remind me not to come visit your house.
I will give you a pair of slippers, okay? They have bunnies on them.
Oh, gee.
But we just have a no-shoe policy. And some people, they laugh at me. But, you know, we have, just a different way of life. But when somebody comes in that's obviously a caregiver, I'm not going to be as crazy about it. Mm-hmm. But I will go ahead and mop the floors afterwards just for precaution.
Mm.
And I've just been like this ever since my kid caught the flu about 3-4 years ago, and it scared me. And so now we just take extra steps in being safe. And okay, so we have somebody texting in for you. They would like to know, this individual is listening, she's getting her second shot today. What side effects did you have after your second one?
Not too many.
I
had it at 6 a.m. on Friday morning 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And during the day, I felt great. But towards the evening, I started to feel a little under the weather and, I don't know, just not 100%. And I had a little bit of a headache. And then Saturday, I was kind of the same thing. Actually, I woke up Saturday morning, and I just felt kind of yucky. Mm. And so I went back to bed, and I fell asleep, and I didn't wake up again until 9 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, I got up, and I felt pretty good.
Okay.
So it lasted about 12 hours, I guess, and not too bad. Now, I have friends that it really knocked them down for a while. The effects of the second shot are worse than the first. I don't want to create panic or anything.
Yeah.
But, nothing too terrible.
Right.
I mean, they didn't feel good. No energy. Stayed in bed for, and lay down and relaxed and just...
You should take it easy either way.
Took it easy, yeah.
After, just for my two cents, if you're choosing to get it, make sure you take it easy afterwards. Have your fluids. There's several different electrolyte waters now that are out that don't have all the sugar and food coloring in it, although those taste delicious. Popsicles are great. Broth. Fluids are key, and rest. So don't try to go for a run and then take a hot shower. You're asking for it.
If you're going to have the second shot, I would be prepared. The first 12 hours, you seem to be fine. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm hearing from other people. It's like the second 12 hours after the shot that you, 12 to 24 hours, that you kind of feel a little under the weather.
Right.
So be prepared for that. Plan. Don't plan anything strenuous.
Yeah.
Back to earlier conversations. Plan your day. But the one thing I will say is that once you've had the second injection, the second vaccine, you truly feel, I was going to say exhilarated, mm-hmm. because, you know, I feel sort of bulletproof. I use that expression. But I truly feel it takes a weight off your shoulders, because until you have that second shot, you always worry. Even though I've had it before, you hear cases of having a second dose, and you always worry that the second dose will be much worse than the first. So, having had the second vaccination, all of a sudden you feel, I don't know.
Well, you feel relief.
Relief, but you feel good.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, when you're over 65, you know, the effects can be, well, we know what can happen.
Right. Hey, let's chat a little bit more about this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whatever your style and comfort needs are for your next car or SUV, let Pete Moore Imports fit you to perfection with a new Volkswagen. For the drivers who need a big SUV, the 2021.5 VW Atlas S is one of the biggest SUVs on the road today, with a big discount of over $4,400. On sale from $28,590. For an SUV that's scaled back just a bit, the 2021 Tiguan S offers third row seating with a smooth ride and sale price from $23,990. For the luxury sedan driver, the 2020 Passat SEL is loaded from top to bottom. It's discounted over $6,000 and on sale from $26,499. And VW's most popular ride for drivers that love performance, safety, and economy, the 2021 Jetta S, on sale from $19,490. This month, find your perfect fit with a new Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees with approved credit. See dealer for details.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for MANA, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're chatting with Malcolm Ballinger this morning. We're pretty much covering everything, and I do have a question in a couple of minutes about Pensacola Magazine and something I saw while I was reading it online this weekend with my children. And somebody texted in, and I just want to say everybody has their different opinions. I totally get it. I am so open to hearing all sides and everything, just because I truly do love to learn. I love, whether, you know, math, not so much. Please don't talk to me about math, but it just goes over my head. My husband, I send the kids to him for math. But history and science and just learning current events, all those different things I love. And I love hearing people's opinions. So I know some people are just little bit weary of where the masks are heading. And I totally understand you. I just want you to know that your feelings are valid. And I hear you and I see you. And I do have a friend, and I was talking to Mr. Ballinger about this as well. And my friend has a daughter who has severe asthma. She's been in and out of the hospital. They couldn't figure out if she had COVID. She didn't. They tested her for everything, meningitis, mono. And it came down to she had some kind of infection from asthma. So they basically told her, do not wear a mask anymore. She has to wear, I called it a welding shield, but we both know that's not what it is, but it allows more airflow for her in particular. Yeah. So I do understand different circumstances, but we, you know, overall, they now have everything out there for you to wear. Well, I saw a lady with the one that goes around your neck and then it comes up.
Can I be a little bit controversial?
Please be.
I don't agree that. I agree that there are people with asthma. That's fine. I understand all that. Medical reasons. But if you don't have a medical reason, I don't think there's any reason on earth why you would not wear a mask.
Right.
Even though it goes against your personal beliefs, I think at some point you have to say what is best for the good of all. Mm-hmm. And this is a very dangerous thing, and you're doing your part as a citizen by wearing a mask, even though you may not want to, and it may go against your beliefs. I think at some point you've just got to say, I need to be considerate of my fellow Americans.
Right. And for me, yeah.
People may disagree, but that's right. how I feel about it.
Yeah, for your fellow man.
Yes.
My kids have to wear, when they go to school, schools, for the most part, make kids wear them. And I'm like, hey, if they can wear them all day, I can wear them for a trip to the grocery store to get around the office. Here at the station, we wear them. And last Monday, we had on a really cool company that makes masks that basically kill bacteria and different viruses. And they smell good, by the way. I was just smelling my mask like a weirdo, but it smells kind of like eucalyptus-y. And I had my husband wear it to work and my kids wear it to school. And so there's all different ones these days. And, you know, the thing is let's not cancel one another out. Let's be kind no matter what. You know, I've read this quote and I wrote it down. It says, the happiest people I know are always evaluating and improving themselves. The unhappy people are usually evaluating and judging others. And that hit me in the gut, because sometimes I'll look at people and be like, why are you acting like that at Walmart? Like, why'd you come outside to do that? You know, we were talking about Walmart on the break. And you get me. I mean, wherever it is, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be that. It could be a CVS or another grocery store. But people do things and you're kind of like, what's happening? But one day, you know, I was with my kids and there was a mom in there and her son had special needs. He kept coming up to us and just like he was getting super close. And for me, I knew, and the mom, she could see she was trying to get her stuff done. She was struggling. And guess what? All my kids were wearing a mask. I know with special needs too, they have like different sensory issues. I just told my kids, you be safe. We'll sanitize our hands, right? Just be kind to him. So they talked to him and he wanted to touch their clothes. And it was so sweet and those kind of circumstances. And I just felt like, okay, we gave that mom a second so she could focus on which cereal she wanted to buy for that week and get the right one. And he got a little bit of interaction with kiddos too. And I felt better afterwards. No. You know, it's one of those moments that we can have where that's where we can propel forward in society, right?
Yes.
And somebody just texted in and said that they wear a mask out of respect for others. And
yes, exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, well said.
There you go.
That listener put into words, into a short sentence, what it took me 2 minutes or 3 minutes to say.
You're fine. And before we go into our next commercial break, I wanted to talk about, so I saw something when my son and I were reading this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine, and it said, could you be our next cover bride? It looks like you guys are, is it like a contest?
Oh, yes. Well, you're not eligible because you've been married for...
I'm going to get dressed up now just because you said that.
every year, it's normally in February, but But this year we put it back to April, is we have the special wedding edition. And the cover is the winner of the cover contest. And we have brides, local brides, send in all of their photos, and then my editorial team judges which would make the best cover. And they're featured on, again, the front cover.
I'm so excited.
Now, everybody who enters is featured in the magazine. We show the wedding photo of every entrant.
Excellent.
And we have 50 or 60 usually.
Wow.
And I don't know about this year with COVID, but it seems to me people are still getting married.
Yeah, so they're doing it in a different way, though.
Different way, yes. So that is coming out in April. You still have time to get your
March 15th.
Photo.
Yes. Submit your pictures. I've seen some beautiful, some of my friends are phenomenal photographers, and they did the social distancing weddings where they were outside, everybody scattered. Maybe you have one. This is your chance. I mean, how cool would that be? On top of having all of your wedding pictures framed, you can have your wedding picture on the cover of Pensacola Magazine, and you can frame that as well.
Yes.
Just an idea. Hey, we'll be right back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car: Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Join Daryl Sewing of Pensacola this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The skill of sewing has seen a resurgence this year, and Daryl Sewing will be here to answer your questions, including how to choose a sewing machine, what is a sewing machine dealer, and why buy from them versus big box or online. Join them tomorrow morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. I like the sound of that.
Right?
Yeah,
yes.
The old stuff.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. And actually, back in the 90s, they made a movie called One Fine Day. It has George Clooney in it and Michelle Pfeiffer. It's one of my favorite movies. Mm. So it's a sweet chick flick, okay? I don't know if that's up your alley, but a little chiffons for our morning.
Okay, back to Pensacola Magazine.
Tell me.
Wedding edition, April. Make sure... if you have a professional photographer, make sure you tell him, submit to Pensacola Magazine. Many of the entries come from professional photographers.
Okay.
And make sure the beautiful bride is featured front and center. We don't want to see the bridegroom. He don't matter. He's only there because he has to be. The bride is the one we want to see.
That's right. It's our day. Don't take it from us.
That's right.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This has been so fun.
We'll
All right, guys.